Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. Today, we've got a fascinating topic lined up that many content creators might want to tune into. Jordan, absolutely. We're diving into some common AI editing mistakes that can really give away when a bot's been at work. I mean, who wants their video to scream, "I used a robot," right? The AI video editing market is booming, over $11 billion in 2025 alone. But with all that growth, you'd think people would know how to use these tools effectively. Spoiler alert, they don't. Oh wow, that's a massive number. So what are some of the biggest mistakes people make? Well, one of the top issues is relying too heavily on auto-generated subtitles without reviewing them. You know how frustrating it is when you see subtitles that totally miss the mark? Like a video about silicon chips shows up with silly corn chips. Oh man, that's embarrassing. And I guess viewers might just click off if they see typos right away, huh? Exactly. Studies show that subtitles are usually the first thing viewers notice. If there's a mistake in the first 10 seconds, they're likely to bounce. Always review those auto-generated subtitles. What about narration? I've heard some. AI voices can sound pretty robotic. You hit the nail on the head. If the pacing is off, it's glaring. You know how we naturally pause when we're excited or slowing down to explain something complex? AI just reads without that rhythm. So what's the fix? A good strategy is to add a human voice over the AI script or manually insert pauses. Just a little breath of fresh air for the audience. Got it. It's all about keeping it natural. But what about visual consistency? I've seen some videos that have wildly different styles. Ah, yes, that's another major tell, using default templates that scream, "I didn't put any thought into this." If your video opens with a neon green graphic and your lower thirds are pastel pink, it looks unprofessional. Yikes. So how can you avoid that? You want to lock in your brand colors and fonts so everything stays visually consistent. One case study. I read about showed how one company reduced editing time by 60% using AI, but faced backlash because their branding was all over the place. Once they fixed that, their engagement shot up by 34%. Wow, that's a significant jump. So clearly branding matters. What else should we be aware of? Another mistake is treating AI-generated graphics like a one-size-fits-all solution. If your footage is dark and the AI throws in a bright, sunny stock photo, it just doesn't match. It's jarring for viewers. That makes total sense. So, what's the best way to blend AI and human touch in the editing process? The key is what I like to call a hybrid workflow. Let the AI do the heavy lifting, like cutting the raw footage or generating subtitles, and then come in to make adjustments. So it's kind of like letting an intern help out, but still keeping your own stamp on it? Exactly. Treat your AI tools like eager interns. They're fast, but will make rookie mistakes. You wouldn't publish an intern's work without reviewing it, right? For sure. And if I'm understanding correctly, there's also a risk of losing that authentic feel if everything is too polished? Yes, this is a big one. Viewers can recognize the AI smell, meaning if everything is overly clean and perfect, it feels fake. A little background noise or a tiny flaw can add a sense of realism. So it's about balancing tech efficiency with that human touch, right? You got it. Authenticity wins in the end if you're using an AI avatar. Just be upfront about it. People appreciate honesty. Use AI to enhance your content, but keep your face and voice front and center. That's a really great takeaway. And I love how you mentioned the financial upside as well. Engaging content can lead to real growth. Absolutely. Companies are seeing a 30 to 40% increase in engagement when they get this right. But remember, it's not just about saving money on editing, it's about producing better content faster. This has been super insightful, Alex. Any last thoughts? Just this. Don't be the person who ships a video with silly corn chips in the subtitles. Take the time to review your work, use these tools wisely, and your content will shine. Perfect. Thanks for sharing all this valuable info today, Alex, and thank you to our listeners for tuning in. Until next time. Bye, everyone.